Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Greetings, wonderful people. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where I have the pleasure and honor of being your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid. And today, as always, in these sessions, we're going to help you turn the corner into your life. Now, these sessions are so important that I just could not do it by myself. I have the lovely, the vivacious, the extraordinary, exquisite Lady Leslie.
Hey, fam. It's so good to be back. Hey, Dr. Sid.
So we brought her back to this coaching conversation because she's just a big hit. And what we're going to talk about, we need a female's perspective. So call someone and invite them to this podcast, subscribe, send it, share it, because we're going to talk about I want more in relationships. When you think of relationship, lady, what does that mean to you? How does that hit you?
When I think of relationships, that hits me as someone that I've let into my world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be intimate, mm-hmm. but I've given them a special space. Mm-hmm. I don't treat everyone or regard everyone like I do them. I don't give everyone the same amount of time. I don't right. give everyone the same amount of consideration sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of.
That's good, you know, because as we're talking about wanting more in our relationships, you know, it seems as if relationships have deteriorated. I mean, it's just gone to the place where people just want to connect sexually and not yeah. have any type of depth,
yeah.
any type of substance. Or for those who are married, they're in these relationships and they're just existing.
Yeah.
They're not even flowing properly.
Yeah.
You know, I like in our study of relationships, relationship is actually made up of two words. Ooh. You have the suffix, which is ship, right there at the end, S-H-I-P. Uh-huh. And the ship, the suffix ship means the quality or state of. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about relationships, we're talking about the quality or state of relations. Mm-hmm. You know, if we added ship to friends, we got friendship, quality right. or state of friends. So, and so on and so forth, partnership, all of that good
yeah,
stuff. So
yeah.
when we talk about relationship, how do we relate to one another?
I love it.
You know, how do married people, how do love interest, how do friends, how do
yeah.
family, although we're going to really focus on the love interest, how do we relate to one another? And
what is the quality
of our relation? And yeah. also, what's the state of it? Are we doing yeah. good? Are we doing bad? We happy? We're sad? Well, I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah.
And so I want to get into that in these four sessions. And so as we're going through this, listen, again, make sure you call someone. And if you want to talk to me directly, you can text Dr. Sid at 94000. That's Dr. Sid, D-R-S-I-D. At 94000. And don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. We are found on every podcast platform, and so please look up Dr. Sid Life Coach and subscribe, and you can get all of this great information. So we want to talk about I want more in relationships, because that's somewhat our mantra for 2024.
Yeah.
I want more.
I want more.
Come on, you said, I want more.
I want more.
I want more in every area of my life. And so here at New Growth, which is our chief sponsor, shout out to New Growth, we are talking about having more in every area. And so because of that, we definitely want to focus on the relationship, because as we're teaching at New Growth, shout out to New Growth,
whoop, 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 whoop,
we're talking about having more in every area.
Amen.
But we're going to deal with relationships for these next four sessions. So come on, pull up a chair, get your favorite beverage.
Love it.
And for these next few minutes, let's get into it. So I want to talk about the top needs in relationships. There are 20 of them. You think we can get through all 20?
Yep. We're going to do all 20.
We're going to do all 20. Okay. So if we're going to do all 20, we better get started.
No, we got a right. Speed talk, but so we'll get through enough.
We're going to get through them. So they're not ranked in any order of importance, but we definitely want to make sure that we understand that all of these are necessary for a quality
relation.
We're talking about relationship.
Yep.
So a quality relation, all of these things need to be in. So come on, let's just hit the list and let's just go through some things.
All right. So top needs in a relationship. Number one, communication.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Communication is important because it is the GPS of relationships. You know what I mean by GPS? It's what we plug into our cars, you know, our phones, our map, Google Maps, or whatever you use. And if you need direction to a particular place, then you put the address in and the GPS leads you there.
Yeah.
So communication helps couples find out where the other one is located. And we need to locate and not assume, because we know what happens when we assume, right?
We do.
All right. So good communication involves several things. Lady, what are some of the things that good communication involves?
It involves listening to understand rather than listening to respond.
That's good. We've got to make sure that we're listening to understand versus to respond. Also, we've got to make sure that we're paying attention and we're listening while our partner speaks. That is so important.
That's good.
Attention. We've got to stay focused on them communicating. What about another one?
Validating your partner's thoughts and feelings.
Validating.
That's a good one.
Their thoughts and feelings. Well, you know, I don't feel that way. Well, it's not a matter of how you feel.
Right.
It's a matter of how they communicated
their
feelings.
They're giving you their location.
That's right. And so we need to validate it. Validate it doesn't necessarily mean we always agree with it.
Right.
But it simply means I recognize that this is where you are. And I'm not trying to convince you that you're not where you say you are. Okay. What's another aspect of communication?
Asking questions for clarity.
Not for confusion. Ooh. We're not playing lawyer, but we're asking questions for clarity. So when you're properly communicating, you got to make sure that you're understanding. You're asking these questions so you can locate them.
I think we need a quick example of asking questions for clarity, not confusion.
Okay. So when we talk about asking questions for clarity, we're really asking questions that are thoughtful.
Uh-huh.
Because when we do that, we're demonstrating our curiosity. We're encouraging the speaker to share their perspectives, and we are helping to uncover new insights.
So good.
Also, there's another technique called active and reflective listening, which involves, as you pay attention to what your partner is saying, then you respond or give back to them what they said. For an example, if I said, I'm upset because I stubbed my toe, you don't respond, I'm upset because I banged my knee. Well, no, that's going tit for tat.
That's good.
We want to, our active and reflective response is, oh, so you're upset because you banged your toe. See, yeah. You give back to the person what they said. So that's what we mean by asking for clarity.
So good.
Now, we also, when we're asking these questions, we must ask them in a non-judgmental way.
That's good.
So we can't just act as if, you know, we're high and mighty. So you're saying that. No.
Right.
If we really want more in our communication, we must ask in a non-judgmental way. All right, so that's number one, communication. Let's see if we can get another one.
All right, number two. Can I say one thing real quick?
You can say what you want.
That last thing you said about and not doing it sarcastically or anything, I just want to just run that home by saying, don't think you're so slick or you're so smart or you, well, I didn't mean it like, you know how you meant it.
Exactly.
And don't get offended when the other person says, I don't like how you said that, or I don't like how, you know, people are intelligent and they can tell the motive behind your questioning. Don't doubt that.
Right.
Give your partner or your friend or whomever the relationship is with, give them the
respect,
dignity and respect of really asking questions for clarity.
Right.
So I just really like that last one. That's a big part of communication. Communication is not just words. All right. Number two, top needs in relationships, forgiveness.
Forgiveness. That's a big one. You know, there are 7 steps to forgiveness.
Oh, I love this, Dr. Sid. I just want to preface this whole, I love the 7 steps. Go ahead.
I'm not going to share it.
Oh, man.
If you want to know those 7 steps, you need to text Sid to 94000. Listen, I'm telling you, it's good.
It is good.
Maybe
it
we'll do a session on forgiveness.
Maybe not.
But all right. But forgiveness is important because it shows that love is not based on performance. You don't have to be perfect in order for us to be in love. Forgiveness says we make mistakes, but it shows humility and letting people go so that we can continue to move forward in the relationship.
Yeah. I love it. That's forgiveness. Number 3, top needs in relationships, trust.
Trust is important.
Very.
Because trust indicates that loyalty is intact.
Love it.
Even when you are absent from one another.
Yeah.
So we've got to increase the trust in relationships. I mean, trust involves 3 things. If you want to increase the trust, I'm going to give you this for free.
All right, great.
If you want to increase the trust, you must have accountability.
Accountability.
You must have... What's the second one? Okay, accountability, and you must have... I'm having a brain fart here. No, okay, I got it. Accountability, and you must also have transparency.
Transparency, that's a good
one. And you must have predictability.
Oh, I remember this,
Yeah, those are the 3 things that are needed.
Those
accountability...
are good.
Transparency
and predictability. I love it.
So, speaking of that, we got to stop right here.
Oh my gosh, where did the time go? All right.
But you know what? We're just going to flow right into the next session. So, once this session is over, we'll see you at the next session. But I want to thank those of you also who support us. Thank you for your Cash App, $ Sydney P. Malone. We appreciate that. Thank you, New Growth, being our chief sponsor. And we'll see you at the next session.
Yes.
So until next time, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, and
Lady Leslie.
Reminding you that your best and blessed days
are
straight ahead because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.